The band Pink Martini defies labels. The Portland-based group has an eclectic repertoire, including standards from the Great American Songbook, original material with that classic feel, and songs from throughout the world, sung in their original languages. Ich dich liebe, liebst du mich nicht morgen, gehst du. The 12-member ensemble plays with the Charlotte Symphony Friday and Saturday night in Belk Theater. I recently caught up with Pink Martini's lead singer, China Forbes. What can we expect to hear this weekend?
What can you expect to hear this weekend? I wish I knew. You know, it's always a surprise to me as well as the audience. You know, we get the set list kind of at the last minute, so I just have to be on my toes and I'm ready for anything.
Is that fun?
It can be fun. It's not fun when you're doing a song in Chinese that you sang 10 years ago once. But if it's a song, you know, most of the material we've been playing for so many years, and then we tour all the time. So it's, you know, there's not that many surprises that are possible. But Thomas does manage to surprise me from time to time.
Thomas Lauderdale.
That is nice. Yeah, Thomas Lauderdale. He's the artistic director of the band, and so he kind of decides what we're playing. And
okay, well, you mentioned singing in foreign languages. You sing in Turkish on this latest mm-hmm. album, and apologies to any Turkish speakers who may be listening. The song is Üsküdar Giderken, on the
yes.
way to Üsküdar. I tried with my best radio phonetics to write that down before I spoke to you. How do you prepare for singing in a language? I'm guessing you don't speak Turkish. How do you prepare for that?
You just kind of close your eyes and jump out of the plane. I mean, that's basically what I do all the time. But I get together with a native speaker. I get coached on how to say the words and what they mean. And then once I kind of get all that under my belt, I pretend I am a little bit tipsy and I just sing it as if I know what I'm doing. somehow it works.
You sure you're just pretending you're a little tipsy?
Sometimes I pretend.
You'll be playing with a full orchestra this weekend. What do you like about having access to that size of an accompaniment?
It's so amazing. I mean, the first time we ever did it, I couldn't believe I was standing on stage with all of these incredibly accomplished classical musicians, because I'm not trained, you know, so I always feel like, what am I doing here? But now we've done it so much that I feel really comfortable and just sort of embraced and nestled in the sound. You know, it's just such a big, glorious sound to stand in the midst of. So it's always a thrill.
Without putting any words in your mouth, I'm just going to say that we have an announcement running on our air right now for your concert that uses about 5 different words to describe the style of music Pink Martini plays. You think you can do it in fewer words?
Old-fashioned.
I think that's pretty good. And you said old-fashioned. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine preparing for this interview, and the song came up, which was very popular on your first album, is Je ne veux pas travailler.
Mm-hmm.
And he took me to task that it was an old Edith Piaf song. And I said, no, it's absolutely not. It was written by China Forbes and Thomas Lauderdale. And we had to reference Wikipedia for me to get that through his head. Do you take that as a compliment, or is it frustrating?
Oh, I love that's a that is first of all, it's such a compliment. Second of all, it's insane because I mean my accent is not good, so I don't understand how anyone thinks it's an actual French person. But I love that. Je ne veux pas travailler. Je ne veux pas déjeuner. Je veux seulement. I had a manicurist in Montreal. She was 22 years old, and she was from Paris. She said, what are you doing here? And I said, oh, we're playing da-da-da, what's your music? And I said, well, you might know the song Je ne veux pas travailler. And she said, yeah, that's an old Edith Piaf song. My grandmother used to sing that. And I'm like, no, to me. Like, my grandmother sang that to me. So that was crazy for me to hear, but also, of course, incredibly complimentary. I'll take it.
Okay. China Forbes, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much for your
Thank
time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Je ne veux pas travailler. Non, je ne veux pas déjeuner. Je veux seulement oublier. Et puis je...